It's the Falcon Cast podcast, first place edition for the third consecutive week, I might say. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams, Reed Farron. Welcome to AtlantaFalcons.com. This is your official Falcon podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. And all others, all imitations, not the real thing like
and
this.
And not as redundant, too.
Redundancy? Yeah, let's start over. Welcome to Falcon Cast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. Welcome to AtlantaFalcons.com. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. It's another first place edition of Falcon Cast. The Falcons made a heck of a comeback. We'll talk about that in a second, up in Green Bay on Monday night. Fell short by six little points. But, you know, Jay, you and I have talked. We, on the way back, it was a loss, and the Saints lost again. To the Panthers in the NFC South is just like nothing I've ever seen. That does mean the Falcons are still in first place. But, you know, as we were flying back, man, that loss felt a little different than a normal loss, didn't it? If you can say that. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah. I've been telling people this all week is that it didn't feel like a losing locker room that we were in afterwards, after that game. Of course, you don't want to lose. You're not out there to lose the game, but I mean they came out of that locker room with a renewed sense of confidence, and there were a lot of guys in that locker room that were certainly frustrated, but it was a different kind of frustration. There was no dejection. There was a lot of hope that you were gonna kind of take this and learn from it, and I think being able to do what they did against one of the NFL's best football teams right now, I think it could carry this team a long way.
And we dove right into that. But first, I want to also say, oh, hey, do you like our shirts, by the way? Do you like these? By my man Jim. You know, you give Jim's Spirit Wear a plug, and he sends you a free coffee mug and some awesome
That's great.
Falcon Cast shirts.
Thanks, Jim.
So, that's right. Thank you,
hey,
Jim.
Hey, they look good. I'm going to wear this out.
Oh, yeah.
He suited out the whole crew.
Yeah, he did. So, Jim, you're the best, man. And keep sending us some more swag. Make some more. I want this in black and gray. A dry fit. We're gonna get greedy. No, but we really do. That's fun. That's good times. And you know, we're always open to free swag. We don't turn that down ever.
We've asked a lot of viewers for free stuff, and nobody's doing it. This is the first free thing that we've gotten.
4400 Falcon Parkway, Flyover, Georgia, stuff. Care of Matt Moore.
If you've got some taxidermy that you would no longer like to own, and you would like to see it on the Falcon Cast every week, we'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
We're shameless here, and I love it. That's what I love. Okay, back to it. Reed, you've been in the locker room since that loss. What's the feeling right now? You kind of – I go to you when I want to get the pulse of this team. I know how it was post-game. It's what Jay just described.
Yeah.
What's it like now as you've kind of looked over that game and now are getting ready for a tough Pittsburgh Steelers?
It sounds like listening to you two, nothing's changed. I'm talking to the guys today. Confidence exuded from the locker room. We just left the locker room today. And same thing. I mean, Matt Ryan said the same thing. We realized, you know, what we're capable of. They saw what they did. They're putting up the points they did in the second half. The defense held the Packers in the second half collectively. So they know that the success is there. It's proven. Now it's just a matter of doing it for four quarters.
And I like what Matt Ryan said after the game. Jay and I happened to be in the locker room. Very passionate speech. I won't go into full details, but he did kind of say, hey, guys, past 2 weeks, we've played two of the best teams in the league, two of the favorites to win the NFC, and the Cardinals and the Packers. And he goes, we're 1-1, but you played with both of them. He proved that we could probably come back to Green Bay and play if we keep doing what we did in that second half.
Yeah, it was I remember looking over at you after that speech, and I said I will run through a wall for that man. That speech was something else that Matt gave to the team, and the team responded extremely well to it. And you know, that's that feeling, man. It can carry you really a long way. It's just having that confidence, and I think, like Reed said, you know, you put together four solid quarters, and you don't know what could happen, but I think it starts with knowing that you can come out and contend with any team that you're facing.
And one more thing before we kind of go away from the Packers and get into this matchup, the important matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Reed, Julio Jones. This is like a broken record here. We always talk about these special performances that you see. Man, I golly, is that one of the best you've ever seen? That was fun. That was fun to watch number 11 out there do that.
I wanted to ask you two what it was like to be there in person to watch it, because I was on my couch and just in awe. Jaw dropped. Like, he was just – it was almost like a basketball player, again, being in the zone. Just – you know, I thought of Willie Mo's song, when he needs a play, go to Roddy. This was a version of, okay, get the ball to Julio and everyone get out of the way.
I'm glad you asked that. We were both in the press box, and there was a time when it got to the point where you saw what was happening – where I wouldn't watch the whole play develop. I would only watch Julio and just watch to see where he went. And then I'd be like, Jay, why is he out of the game? And he's like, Matt, he's got 200-plus yards. He needs a breath, man. Give him a break. I'm like, no, he needs to get back in there, because that's who I wanted to watch.
As much as you want him to be able to do it all, the man is human. We have checked. He is actually human.
I don't know after that. He may not be.
I know it doesn't seem that way sometimes, but you know, he needs a break every now and again, and he got a blow every few plays and was able to come off. But you know, just a tremendous performance by Julio. And I think it really showed what he's capable of. And I think this season, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, the way the record has kind of turned out. And I think all of that has overshadowed what is absolutely the best season that Julio Jones has put together so far. It's going to go in the record books. I think a fan tweeted me today and told me that he needs to average 173 yards to beat Calvin Johnson's single season record. So, I mean, the way he's playing right now, it's lights out, and I think the sky's the limit for him. But I think more so for the long run, you really see the impact that this guy can have.
And it's kind of fun to watch Matt Ryan and him really connect. They already had that connection. If you watch Falcon Film Session with DJ Shockley, he does a really good job of showing you. I mean, you knew the guy was going to get the ball, but the way Matt still was able to get him the ball and look safeties off still in that during that span, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the Sluggo play there. Yeah. I mean, that was just a thing of beauty, the way that Matt and Julio were both on the same page on that play and were able to make something big happen. You know, just the home run ability of this combination. I mean. There are not many teams that can hang with these two guys when they're on top of their game. And in fact, I'd go so far as to say nobody can cover Julio when he's on top of his game. So,
yeah.
You know, you just obviously we're dealing with the hip injury, and we'll see what happens this week. But, you know, if all is a go, this guy's hot right now.
Absolutely. And so now let's move on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody who's a Falcon fan, if you're going to be in the building or if you're watching, it's going to look like a Pittsburgh home game. And that's nothing to do with, you know, kind of this fan base and this city. It really is just what happens when you play the Steelers. I've watched games where they've Steelers Giants, New York Giants, and same thing. You're going to see the terrible towel. So, yeah, I compare them kind of to the Roll Tide Alabama Fanatics, where they're going to, you know, go get the second hand ticket market, and they're going to buy them up. They're going to be there scalping tickets, and they're going to bring their terrible towels. So it makes, you know, as other games, I think you've seen, you know, when the Cowboys and the Bears, a couple other teams come, there is a presence in the dome, but they don't have that terrible towel. So that's what you see. So if you are coming to the game and you're a Falcon fan, you're going to have to work extra hard. And I think there is a version of the rally towel. I call it the really good towel, not the terrible towel, that Falcon fans will be able to get and wave. So let's battle them, right, Reed?
Show up, turn up, rise up. Willie Mo.
And this is a really good Pittsburgh Steelers team. Reed, I'm gonna go to you, because you've been kind of getting ready for this team and putting some really good content on AtlantaFalcons.com. First thing that stands out is Le'Veon Bell. The guy is kind of a version of what we saw last week with Eddie Lacy. This guy's second on their team in catches. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he is versatile.
Just left the locker room talking to Rashid Hageman, who has history against Bell. Hageman played at Minnesota and Bell at Michigan State. Same thing that Sheed said. The first thing that surprised him is the size. Dwight Lowry said that too, just looking at the scouting report, the size of the back and how versatile he is coming out of the backfield. So that's a point of emphasis, is one, attacking him and being prepared for one, the dual threat that he has running the ball as well as coming out of the backfield.
And then what are the guys in the secondary saying about Antonio Brown? And it might be nice to get Alford back, correct?
Yeah, still kind of waiting to hear, and we'll see later on this week how that pans out. But the first thing they said, you know, Brown's speed kills. And talked to Trufant today, who's again ready, and Trufant showed his ability on Monday night and ready to take the big receiver. Said the same thing if he's matched up with Brown. He's ready for the speed, the big play mentality, and that's what Coach Nolan has talked about. They have to take away. Smitty said it again this week. We have to take away the explosive plays, and there's none more explosive than Brown.
And Jay, I'll go to you. Is one thing you kind of saw last Monday, and this team can maybe do it almost better than the Packers, is that, like you said, explosive play. You can't give the quarterback 6-7 seconds to throw the ball. And when you get close to him, you got to bring him down.
Yeah, that was certainly an issue for the Falcons against Green Bay. And, of course, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a notoriously slippery quarterback. I mean, you think of him more as a pocket passer, but he can get outside the pocket and make things happen. So not all that surprising that Aaron Rodgers was able to elude a couple of plays that probably should have been sacks, but you have to make those plays. You have to bring him down in the backfield. And that goes for any quarterback. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And especially when you've had some trouble getting the pass rush going. When you get those opportunities, you got to make the most of them. And I think, you know, we've seen it here over the past couple of years where tackling becomes an issue for this team. And we've seen in two out of the last three games where a big play has happened when multiple tackles have been missed. And so, you know, they want to get these things fixed and they want to clean up a lot of that stuff defensively. But I think it all starts with fundamentals, and you got to think that they're working on that stuff in practice.
Yeah, somebody was asking, you know, about the short week and the challenges of a short week, and he said that's the first thing that we're going to take is more of a mental approach this week. It's mentally, all right, getting ready, fundamentals, tackling ability, and then going out and executing it. They want to give the bodies time to rest and mm-hmm. heal before the fast attack of the Steelers come to town on Sunday. But it'll be interesting to see. Again, another number I think the Falcons will keep on their board is 12. I mean, Roethlisberger's thrown 6 touchdowns in 2 different games each game. So 12 in 2 games, that's remarkable, and that just speaks to the explosiveness that they have.
All right. Hey, Bosak, what are you doing these days? Let's go to break with Bosak. What you got for us?
Let's see. What question do you guys hate to get asked? I've been asking these questions the past few weeks, and I just want to know, what's the one question? Yo, why are you asking me that question, man?
You're talking kind of out in public. Correct. We get a lot. And that's a good one. The you one, are. Hey, man, you must get a ton of tickets. This is a
oh,
good
yeah,
one.
You got any tickets, yeah.
That's a tough one. Also, hey, do you know Matt Ryan? That's a good one. And you do. You can say yes, but then you sound kind of, oh, yeah, of course I know. I don't know. Those are two that I always get asked. I also hate after a loss, which is like, and you're going to probably say this is like what you get on Twitter is, you know, I'll go drop my daughter off at school, and it's like, what happened out there, Matt? I mean, yes, what were we doing? What can we do? And I'm like, well, you know, unfortunately, I feel, you know, I am sad about the loss, but you know, you'll see me on Falcon Cast and doing video stuff. I unfortunately don't play or coach, so you know, I can't help you there.
There's only so much we can
do.
Yeah,
that's one that always gets me.
Yeah. Those of you who follow me on Twitter know this question.
What color uniforms?
There it is.
I forgot about that.
There it is. God, that one gets me every time. Not so much of a question, but more of a statement. If you're tweeting me and your statement says, please tell Arthur Blank or please tell Mike Smith, come on. I'm not going to. There's no way. And it's a good thing that they don't listen to me because I don't know what I'm talking about half the time.
Oh, for me, it's probably what you were saying about the tickets. You know, I would love to be able to give as many people as I could tickets, but hey. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, so.
Yeah, we'll put one down for the cliche machine. Dog-eat-dog world.
All right, bud. Question two, my man. What you got?
All right, question two, last question of the day. What is the worst or most memorable injury you have had in your life? Willie Moe just got hurt. Julio Jones kind of got a hip thing going on, so.
Little hip thing going on.
What's your...
I for some reason, I feel like Reed's going to have a really good injury.
Is this to us, or is this what we watched, like
no,
favorite
this is,
player?
This is to you personally.
Oh. You? What happened to you?
Mine, easily. 7th grade basketball. Coming down on the break, came down, and I went up for the layup, came down, and 2 fingers of my defender poked me right directly in both eyes. couldn't see, thought it was like end of the world. Horrible pain.
What you got?
Oh,
that's it. That's all
I got. I was going into my my junior year of football, high school football, and we were doing training over the summer, and I was on the squat rack. It was our test day, so we were maxing out. And I had a guy spotting me who didn't do such a great job because as I had like a ridiculous amount of weight on this bar, and I go down just fine, and I come back up, and instead of pushing straight up, I kind of push myself backwards, and I just started to fall backwards. Spotter behind me goes,
he bails.
Bailed on me. So I fell back and actually pinched my thumb between the bar and the squat rack. And it like tore my thumb all up. And I started the year with a club, which was really cool because I got to do a lot of Claude Humphrey to some guys and just start. I had this huge thing on my hand. It was kind of cool, but that sucked. That wasn't fun.
Those two are rough. Mine is pretty easy. I was in a local watering hole during World Cup.
You got injured drinking?
And this is two World Cups ago. And my brother-in-law toasted me after a good play, but he, instead of toasting, you know, like this, he went like this over top of the glass, smashed the glass and cut my finger right there. You can kind of see right there a little scar.
Oh,
still don't really have feeling in this ring finger on the left hand. And I was telling Brian on the way down here, it's a great story where, like, you know, it's a crowded bar, and I asked him, you know, kind of wait in line, I asked him, hey, bartender, do you have a Band-Aid? And he's like,
a Band-Aid?
He's like, look at this place, man, you're asking for a Band-Aid? And I just put my hand up, he's like, oh, man, I'm like, jeez. He's like, I'll be right back. He went down. So, yeah, that was a good
injury. I just love that you got injured drinking. That's amazing. That's great.
All right, hey, how about this, Bosek? What do you think if we go, do we dare say show us your worst injury?
No, I don't want to. Don't tweet me your worst injury. I don't want to see it. I'm squeamish.
Send it to Brian. I kind of want to do it.
No, don't do it.
Worst injury, hashtag FalconCast. I'll give you a prize. No. Don't send it to Jay. Send it don't to send me or Brian. Me. Or Reed.
Don't send it to me. It's an automatic loss.
Send it to me, Brian, or Reed, and we'll send you a prize.
We're gonna get some interesting responses.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we'll go picks now. And remember, new rule: no Julio, no Matt. Because if any of us had picked Julio, we would have won.
Hey, can we get can we see the people on the couch again? We need to get these guys sponsored. Oh, we can't see Nicole back there.
There she is.
Very nice. Those are your.
It's the Goodyear blip camera.
Your lazy boy people on the couch. But anyway, just wanted to point that out.
I like it. Good
just
call
Just got people
on that.
Hanging out down here.
All right, so I had Devonta Freeman. He had 2 carries for -2 yards and 10 yards receiving. And he did have a really nice tackle on special teams. That was a really nice tackle.
It was. Even
selling. Reed had Harry Douglas, 11 yards and a touchdown. And then I think the winner's going to have to be, I don't know, Harry versus Steven. 50 yards rush with a touchdown, 26 yards.
I have a good debate. I mean, that's a fourth down play without that score by Harry Douglas. Tough catch, made the catch, tough throw by Matty Ice.
Brian, have you already given Jay on the graphic the win on this?
Yeah, Jay currently got 7 because of the win.
Then it's final.
Sorry, Reed.
Sorry, Harry.
I tried, bro.
Reed, I see your point, but Bosek already gave it to that. It's Bosek's call on that.
Doesn't hurt to try.
No, it's good. So, basically, I'm mathematically eliminated. And Reed can catch. Oh, yeah, we'll go with the Big Ben in a second. Reed can catch Jay. So, how can I help Reed?
Well, you could have helped by Jay. Giving my 1 point to Harry Douglas.
Well, you should have debated me earlier. I would have given it to you. All right. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help Reed. My pick.
You don't get to go first, though.
No, I'm my guy. I can determine if my guy wins. I can give my point to Reed to catch you.
It's the giving season. It's the giving season.
I can't do that. That's stupid.
All right, I'll see if I like Reed's pick. I might help him on that. So Jay, you have the honors. Go ahead.
All right, no Julio, no Matt. I got to stick with the hot hand on offense here, and so I'm going to stay with that side of the ball. And I'm going to go back to the well on Steven Jackson here.
What you got, Reed? Let me see if I like this pick. Because we need to catch Jay. Jay won last year. He needs, We need to get him off this.
True is going to see plenty of action against Roethlisberger, I believe. And, you know, this past week, you're the one that tweeted out that Richard Sherman acknowledged the play that Trufant's been doing. You tweeted out during the Monday night game. I'm going with Desmond Trufant.
Sunday. I can't get mad at that. That's a good pick.
Good pick.
I'm going Devin Hester. Devin Hester's my pick.
He's due.
He's due.
He's due.
So maybe I'll just try to catch Reed. How's that?
Since there you go. You shoot for Reed.
All right. So, hey, we said we'd bring Big Ben back when we play the Steelers. So
now's the time.
All right. So we're let's topple Big Ben over like that. His stuff got to bring down.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Let's have another Victory Falcon Cast next week. Thanks to Nicole, Austin, and, of course, Brian Bosak. And thanks to Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Who, by the way, if you see this photo, Big Jim, you got to get out of the weight room, man. Get off those roids.
And Hockey League.
Yeah, it's Hockey League.
Big Jim gun Hockey show League. Mug.
All right. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week as we get ready for the Saints Hate Week, baby, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in this week. Edition.
Oh, you got it.